So by retelling your stories in completely different ways, you start to realize a certain power that you have. And it is a profound power, and I suggest you realize it as soon as possible. You determine what things mean. So if you were to go back to the questions on the first CD, why does that make you unhappy? Then you'd answer. Your next question could be, what do you mean? And you'd respond, why does that make you unhappy? Well, because that person cut me off in traffic and it really made me mad. What do you mean? Well, they just, you know, butted right over in front of me, almost caused an accident, and, you know, it just made me mad. Well, why did that make you mad? Because, let me think about it. Why did it really make me mad? Well, because it means they just don't care about me or anybody else for that matter. That's what it means. Okay, so it doesn't really matter how you get there. That might be a little long, drawn-out example. But somehow or another, you have to get at what it means, you know? My spouse leaves me or my lover leaves me and I'm left with, why does that make you unhappy? Because they left. Well, why does that make you unhappy? Because that means I'm not lovable. See, as soon as I get to what it means, I'm at the belief. And then I can question that. Well, do you believe you're not lovable? And I'd have to look in there and see. And I might find some examples where somebody else loved me. And I might say, no, I don't really believe that. So I guess I'm lovable. Well, then what does it mean that they left? Well, maybe it just means, you know, they needed to move on with their life. Oh, well, do you have to be unhappy about that? No, I guess not. No, I don't. Then what do you want to do? Well, I want to get on with my life too. Okay, so you see that I've injected a little something into the process. And that is discovering the belief that's underneath the unhappiness. So the shortcut to that, when you get unhappy, you can say, well, why are you unhappy? Because such and such happened. And then you can just say, well, what does that mean? And you realize that, you know, it means I'm not respected and I'm not loved, or it means I'm invalidated or not valued, or it means I'm going to be lonely forever for the rest of my life, or it means, you know, the world is a hard and cruel place. When you get at what a thing means, you can ask yourself, why do you believe that? And very often, you'll realize why you believe that. And it'll be like you were taught that when you were a kid. You might say, you know, my parents taught me that. I learned that lesson when I was a child. That's why I believe that. And then you can ask yourself, well, do you believe that now? Or do you want to believe that? Or is it really true? And you can question away the belief. When you question away a belief, you free yourself for greater happiness.